Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, and here he is, Master Meadow in the building. What's happening, bro?
No, good and you, man.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Did you travel to us all the way from Pretoria today? Is that
That's correct.
Okay,
that's
dope. I know that you reside in the capital city of South Africa, which is, of course, Pretoria. But you really kind of began on this whole musical journey in PE, right?
That's correct, man. I think it was music just chose me.
Yeah.
In terms of DJing and all. We had a group of friends. They were on the radio station. Then it was Radio PET, which is PE Technicon. And, you know, it was just us hanging, you know. And they started listening to the stuff that I had. And they wrote me into the station. We started, you know, after that, the radio station gained some popularity. We started mixing at campus gigs.
Dope.
And that's all. That's how we started.
Huh. Yeah. Now, it's funny. I wouldn't meeting you for the first time say that you were necessarily music because you seem quite corporate, bro. Is it like a 9-to-5 situation? There's like a whole shirt happening here and everything.
Yeah. Okay. During the day, I'm a professional on the other side.
Okay. What do you do?
I'm a program manager.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, dope. Okay, so, sweet. Yeah. There you go. So program manager by day and then a rock star musician by night. Talk to me about how kind of you figured out or are figuring out what your sound is specifically and what the thing that you're going to be known for is.
Look, I think it had to go with the personality. I'm not a vibey person that's all over there. So soul chose me. From back in the days, the vinyl collection, I mean, I used to have the vocal stuff, the soulful stuff. Mm. Even the name Melo comes from that. I was given based on the type of music that I was playing on the vinyls.
But now you don't go to gigs with like a million vinyls, right? You've taken it to somewhat digital.
I know I am. Now I'm using lately USBs.
Yeah, okay.
We do have sessions, I mean, now and again where we sort of introduce the young ones to where it all started, which is vinyl sessions. Probably we normally do them on Sundays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's very cool. All right. And is this quite a musical family that you're from? What did the parents do? What did the siblings do? Is this completely out of the norm?
I think my siblings are bad singers. I think there's only one sister of mine, Nosipo, who can sing for a life, but the others, I mean, nah, it's not a musical
family,
sort of,
at all.
Family at all.
So what's their take on it? Because it's not something that they necessarily are sort of familiar with.
You know, in the beginning, I think when I finished the qualification in PE, I took a break for a year. I wanted to break into the industry and my parents didn't take it so well, my mother. I went back and I started looking for a job. I got a job. And that's what sort of delayed in terms of the launching of everything. Because she was really not into this music thing.
I mean, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look, I'm from the rural areas, and in the rural areas, there's no one who's making money out of music. So that's how she took it.
All right, so we're going to play this this track of yours. It's called Believe. Tell us a little bit more about the song, who features. I know that it says here that it seemed that the song was reserved for the people that kind of feature on it. It says, yeah, there's a true reflection of the heart and soul. So tell us a little bit more about Believe, and we'll take a listen to it in a second. Yeah.
No, look, I think what I'm trying to do, or what we're trying to do as a record label, there are people that I sort of enjoy their vocals, as I'm a vocal fan. I mean, I love vocals. So I look into their style, and sort of we come up with a beat that will suit them, but not what they are really doing at the moment, but something that will take them out. We feel the voice will sort of shine out of that. And one of those people was Jaidin Veda. At the time, she was recording her album. So there was sort of a promotion that she was running. Not a promotion, but a fundraising.
Mm.
So we got in touch with her. We sort of broke the idea into her and all of that, and we sent through the beat that we've prepared for her. She loved it. I think it's something like 3 months where it's
back and forth.
Back and forth. She recorded the first song. She sent through the vocals. I think the mood was not right, so we spoke to her. She re-recorded it. In 2 weeks' time, she sent me an email saying, you know, this song I've never jammed into a song like this, and in a few, you know. And she requested to say, you know, can I have the song also on my album?
Cool.
The one she was gonna release. And I said, ah,
absolutely, yeah.
Let's do it. And that's when Kafil Pandele came in, because she said she's into new jazz,
yeah,
kind of vibe. And she said, okay, for what you've done for me, I will get Kafil on the song. That's how then Kafil got on board into the song. Kelman on
CliffCentral.com. So I would imagine, Master Miller, that you want to make this a full-time thing, right? You want to do music all day, every day.
No.
You don't? No, you want to still be in a suit and tie Monday to Friday and then chill out on weekends.
Yeah, that's the plan. Okay. That's the plan.
Yeah. Hmm. How have you sort of begun to figure out how you make money out of making music? Because I think lots of people sit with the skill set perhaps to create music, but some people make lots of money out of it. Some people make very little money out of it. How are you figuring out how you're going to make it sort of commercially viable?
Yeah, I think the main thing with the style of music that we are doing, I mean, it's not mainstream music.
Yeah.
I think through downloads, I think our songs, if you look at the download sort of pattern, it's outside. So what normally happens, you will get requests, I mean, in terms of having other songs to be included in albums and all of that. And also the gigs. I think what you've been noticing now is a shift in terms of the trend from what was mainstream. Now, we're now getting the deep house cats, the soulful house cats into the clubbing scene, because then it was more like the main guys that are known. I mean, you're guys that started the movement, but now you sort of see breakthrough in terms of new artists and all. So I think the gigging side of it will be picking up very soon.
And tell me for a second about kind of figuring out what your brand is and what journey you've gone on to figure out what it is, you know, that, you know, what the brand looks like, what the experience is like, what people walk away with after having hung out with Master Miller.
I think the main thing, I mean, with that, I mean, after we've chilled and all, I mean, the type of music you would see, it represents me. I mean, if I walk into a place, I'm sure you wouldn't think of someone that's going to play anything else rather than soothing music. I think that's what is me, and that's me in terms of, I mean, my personality is sort of very close to what I do in terms of music.
Dope. We're at the start of a brand new year. What are your plans for this year, and where can people look out for you to see what it is that you're up to and what you're bringing?
Yeah. Short term, I think we're looking at, because we're running an independent record label, which is Maverick Records. I think from my side as an artist, I think two singles this year. It's two only. The reason is that, you know, with the type of music that we're doing, I mean, it doesn't pick up on release. It takes time to pick up. So you need to give it that time and not rush, I mean, into releasing every 2 months, every 3 months. So even this one, if you check, we released it last year. I mean, it's starting to pick up and people are starting to enjoy. If you look at the reviews and the feedback on social media,
dope.
I mean, it's picking up really well. So that's why we're looking at two. And then there's other artists, I mean, Soul Provider and Solar Tape, they will be also be releasing. Also themselves, they are doing deep house. More deep than soulful. So yeah, I mean, that's what we're pushing. I mean, we're looking into this year and sort of attaining artists that will be under us, that will also be managing.
Very, very cool. Well, listen, it's been great having you in. I know that if people want to find out more about you, on Facebook, it's Master Mello. On Twitter, it's at Bass Boy Mello. And on Instagram, it's Bass Boy _ Mello. So thank you so much for stopping by, and all the best for the year ahead.
Thank you very much for having me, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.